Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my brothers and my sisters. This is your host, Dr. Nate Dunlap, and we are here on the PRF table, live as we do every Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen, for those of you who have been with us for a little while, you will remember that last month God led us to having a discussion, a dialogue, and really seeing what God had to say about fasting. Well, if you were with us on last week, you realized that God has called us to move from fasting into praying, not as if fasting was before the praying, but that's just how God had put it into our hearts. And so what we had decided to do by the following of the Spirit of God was to just come on whenever we have our regular scheduled shows and any other time that you, the listeners, or any of us as the host or anybody else who's connected to this PRF teaching ministry, just to come on the air and just to pray. Now, what we've done is we've put it out on all of our social media contacts, facebook.com/PRF. We have it listed on our website, prfministry.org. We've provided our email address, admin@prfministry.org. And we've also provided a telephone number, 267-437-7999. Now, listen, what we've done is we've put all that information out there for you because we want to just really saturate the heavens with praying for people's finances. This is the whole purpose of what we're doing this month. Now, here's what I have to tell you. If you want us to pray for your finances, then you have to reach out to us. And so we put those things out there, all the ways to get in contact with us. And it doesn't have to be just myself. It can be anybody that's on our team. And we have people who are intercessors that will pray for your finances. I'm so grateful that we received a request from a young lady, and her request was, my request would be to be restored of my rainy day money. I purchased a home again, and it just seems as if I'm being drained of finances trying to get in it. It's a used home, but I'm, of course, a single parent doing everything with God's help. I do get overwhelmed at times, but I'm too strong to bend. I love her faith already. I'm on a mission for 5 months. I love her intentionality. God told me to give him 6 months. I love it that she's being obedient. She said she was on a mission for 5, but she said that God told her to give him 6 months. It's been 1 month past since he spoke a word into my belly. Obedience is better than sacrifice. I'm going to be free, delivered, and educated on how I can save every pay period and still live comfortably. And then she sealed her request to us to intercede on her behalf with this. I declare it in Jesus' name, amen. And so, my sister, we just want you to know we thank you for reaching out to us, for trusting us enough with the awesome responsibility of being able to just go to God on your behalf, and not just on your behalf, but with you. I could tell that she has a lot of faith. However, I also can see from her honesty and her openness that it's a little rough at times. So with that, we just want to just take a moment just to sit quiet for a few seconds, just to allow God's presence just to come to wherever you are, to our sister. She knows who she is. If she would have put her name, then I would have put it out there for her so you can call her by name. But as you pray along with us, as you pray along with us, not just tonight, but also for the rest of the time of this month, as this sister comes into your mind and comes into your spirit, I'm just going to believe. I'm going to believe through faith that what she has petitioned God for, what she's believing God for, that it will come to pass, and not come to pass later, but sooner rather than later. But let's just give us a moment just to let God quiet our minds, quiet our hearts, so that our spirits can connect with His Spirit. Amen. Well, Lord, we come to You now with everything that we know that we have in us at this time. We come to You, Lord, to intercede on behalf of our sister, our sister, but she's Your child first and foremost, God. And she's out here on this life's journey doing the best that she feels that she can do. Lord, we hear her cry. She needs more of You to be involved in this transition of hers. She needs You, Lord, to wrap Your arms around her daily and to reassure her that You are the source, God, that controls all of the resources. Let us, as Your resources, God, continue to pray for her. Help her, Lord, to realize that although she feels drained, that You desire for her to continue to tap into Your ever-flowing spirit of support and wisdom. Continue her, God, on this rest of this six-month journey. We pray, God, that she realizes that the journey is a testimony. It's a testimony now to others, not something for the end, but it's a testimony right now of what she's doing. The testimony, God, we thank You for it, that it has been a month that has gone by, God. So there's a month of what she can share to others about what You've already been doing in her life, and we thank You. Lord God, I want to just pray this also for other divorced mothers or single mothers who desire to do more for themselves and their children, God. Lift them up. Put them in the cradle of Your arms, God. Help them to know that you have not left them abandoned, God, as an orphan child. Lord, we thank You because we can feel in a shift right now in her countenance as we pray this prayer. We thank You, Lord, that we know that she is doing what so many others won't do, and she's asking specifically for others to join her in this request. God, we thank You for the privilege of coming to You on her behalf. We thank You, Lord, for the honor of hearing our petition here at the PRF Teaching Ministry, not just on her behalf, but as co-laborers with her on this journey. We pray, God, that You just speed these next 5 months up in the spirit realm where she doesn't even feel like she is drained. Let her feel, God, what You are doing and keep her strength full so she can continue to minister to others. Thank You, Lord God, for her obedience. Thank You, thank You, thank You. God, we declare that she is not going to be free, but we declare, God, that she is already free. Help her to see that there is already freedom in You. Lord, we return Your word back unto You that she is not just free, but she's free indeed. And it's in that spirit of freedom, it's in that spirit of liberation, it's in that spirit, God, Your spirit, God, that we want You to let her know right now that You have already set some things in motion that is going to just knock her socks off, that's going to have her not living paycheck to paycheck, that's going to have her not just being comfortable, God. Lord, we see it, God. We just pray, God, that You help her to see it, God. We believe, God, that You want her to live beyond the pay periods or beyond the being comfortable, God. We believe that You desire for her to live exceedingly abundantly, and it shall be so, because this is where You have our spirits right now as we rest in this place of prayer, as we rest in this place of thanksgiving for what is already done. We thank You, Lord, for being Jehovah Jireh. We thank You, Lord, for being our sister's provider. Only You can do. Help us to do our part in the walk with our sister over these next 5 months, God. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. My brothers and my sisters, we're so thankful. There's so many things going on right now. There's so many things going on in a lot of your lives, guys. So we just lift up all of our listeners. We lift up all of our team members. We lift up all of our officers. We lift up all of our advisors. We lift up all of our listeners and everybody who is connected to this ministry, God. We lift up and we pray a special blessing upon their finances, God. Finances of prosperity and not of lack. We pray, God, for the obedience, God, that will bring that prosperity, God. We pray, God, for the positioning, God, that will bring their prosperity, God. We bind up all of those things that are not of You, God, that are designed by the enemy to hold people back, God, so they cannot see the fullness of You in this time. And so with that, God, we just say thank you. We thank you for hearing our prayer, God. We thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.